Will the people who lived before Hesitadum be answerable to God?
People who lived before Hesitadum, will they be answerable to God?
You know, the people who were before Hazrat Adam, there are two types. Those who went into decadence long ago, and just prior to Hazrat Adam, they were without a Sharia, without a law from God. Those people cannot be answerable to Allah as far as the law is concerned. But every being, not to mention human life, every being has an innate system. And that system, whenever it is violated, that being is answerable to that extent that it goes for the punishment automatic by automatic laws of nature. In that sense, every being, according to his standard of consciousness, is answerable to God, because whenever that being violates the law of nature which has been inborn in that being, it automatically gets punished. So all the animal kingdom in this respect is answerable. But before Adam, there might be long before other Adams with the religious knowledge revealed to them. And of such a people, we have evidence in Australia. The Australian Aborigines have a history of 40,000 years. While our Adam was born, or came into creation as Adam, as prophet, only 7,000 years ago, or 6,000 some years ago. So, what about that, those people who were born 40,000 years ago and since then have had no contact with the religious world outside? When I investigated into their religion, I was surprised to find similarities with the religious people which had absolutely no contact with them and which came much, much later. Two examples are very interesting. One is circumcision. And they have a religious tradition of circumcising their children like Islam orders or Judaism orders. The sons of Abraham, or the people generation which followed Hazrat Abraham, was instructed by Allah to go for circumcision. And that circumcision is also found in those old religions. And despite the fact that there were at least 600 different languages, not dialects, each language different from the other tribe, and those tribes never came into contact because they roamed within their own circles. The only contact they must have had must have been at the time nearest to their origin, that is closest to 40,000 years ago. So they must have inherited a common religion at least that old. And all these religious aspects are found in all tribes of Australia. This is a surprising thing. That shows that they must be dated back as far as possible. Secondly, they believe in dreams exactly as we do, particularly Amanis. And they have the same phenomena of warning, of glad tidings and interpretations, and they have their elders who interpret dreams. So the mention of dream with relation to Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, for example, in the Holy Quran, has a strong authenticity in the Holy Quran. With that, we know that Allah shows such dreams and we can interpret them if we are capable of doing so and get messages pertaining to future. And this is exactly their religion. And some Westerners who didn't understand them wrote about them that they are a dreamy people, as if they are daydreaming. When I investigated, I found that it was not at all a daydreaming phenomenon. It was exactly a religious phenomenon of dreams. And they say that our creator, the force, life force which was responsible for creation, that comes into contact with us through dreams. So these are just two illustrations that Adams were before Hazrat Adam, as we call him, and they were also revealed some ways, code of life by Allah, of which we have no record because they are almost extinct entirely, except of what we have come to learn about the Aborigines of Australia. Right?